高三英语高考练习三
Section A Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Excuse me, could you tell me what time the Spring Festival Gala will start?
It's 7:15. We still have to wait for 3 quarters.
Question. What time will the Spring Festival Gala start?
2. Madam, help! A thief opened my car boot and took the skates tailored for my feet. I can't be on the Sunday show.
Sir, be calm. Tell me the specific time, place, and more details.
Question. What is probably the woman?
3.Well, that's an awfully heavy sweater for a day like today.
I'm going to be at a lecture in the auditorium most of this morning, and you know what the air conditioning is like there.
Question. What are they talking about?
4. You can make up your mind about the colour. Before that, I can shampoo your hair.
I have brought a magazine with me, and I want to dye my hair red.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two people?
5. Excuse me, may I see your ticket, please? I think you are sitting in my seat.
Oh, you are right. I am sorry. My seat is in the balcony.
Question.Where does the conversation most probably take place? Six. Can I get a ride into school with you tomorrow, Mike?
Another day would be fine. I will take the days off from tomorrow.
Question. Why can't the man give the woman a ride?7. Hey, Tim, you look different. Let me see. You must have got tanned in the sun.
Yes, I spent the whole weekend lying at the beach.
Question. What can we learn about Tim?
Eight. I've heard that you just come back from Copenhagen. How do you like the celebrated statue of Mermaid?
It's hard to say. Maybe none of the attractions cannot be affected by overstating.
Question. How does the woman feel?
9. As her speech at the Golden Globe ceremony showed, Oprah Winfrey is everything that Donald Trump is not.
I heard that.A lot of Americans, including me, are tempted. She is self-made, while Trump was born in a feathered nest.
Question. What does the man imply?
10. My grandmother used to serve the most delicious meatloaf.Unfortunately, I never got the recipe before she passed away. I fly blind.
It's really delicious. You are born to be a chef.
Question. What can we learn about the man? 2. Directions.In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and you will be asked 2 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following news. In the UK, the clocks go back by 1 hour on Sunday to mark the end of British summertime. Experts have been weighing up a more permanent time shift in our daily schedules, particularly for tired teenagers who struggle with early school starts. The rethink on teen sleep is largely due to the emerging science on sleeping rhythm. The genetics associated with body clocks earned this year's Nobel Prize for physiology. The timing of release of the sleep hormone changes with age. During adolescence, it begins late at night and continues until 8 a.m. The sleep rhythm of a teenager can lag by 2 to 3 hours. A report by the RAND Corporation argues that, for adolescents, delaying the start of school to 8:30 a.m. or later could bring a $140 billion benefit to the economy over 15 years. The gains come mainly from two predicted payoffs. First, improved academic performance, which increases the likelihood of graduation and future work. Second, a reduction in car crashes, which means more students make it into the future labor supply. Marco Hafner, a RAND economist, says the gains could be even higher because the calculations of benefits were on the conservative side. The inputs did not include other phenomena, such as the risks of suicide and obesity that are believed to be intensified by sleep deprivation. RAND concluded that teenage sleep deprivation should be regarded as an economic problem with a possible solution. The financial rewards will outweigh any associated costs of fixing it, such as rescheduling bus routes or extending after-school clubs. It concludes that benefits such as increased sleep, increased alertness, higher attendance, and better mood. This led the Academy to give its full support for change.
Now, listen again, please.
In the UK, the clocks go back by 1 hour on Sunday to mark the end of British summertime. Experts have been weighing up a more permanent time shift in our daily schedules, particularly for tired teenagers who struggle with early school starts. The rethink on teen sleep is largely due to the emerging science on sleeping rhythm. The genetics associated with body clocks earned this year's Nobel Prize for physiology. The timing of release of the sleep hormone changes with age. During adolescence, it begins late at night and continues until 8 a.m. The sleep rhythm of a teenager can lag by 2 to 3 hours. A report by the RAND Corporation argues that, for adolescents, delaying the start of school to 8:30 a.m. or later could bring a $140 billion benefit to the economy over 15 years. The gains come mainly from two predicted payoffs. First, improved academic performance, which increases the likelihood of graduation and future work. Second, a reduction in car crashes, which means more students make it into the future labor supply. Marco Hafner, a RAND economist, says the gains could be even higher because the calculations of benefits were on the conservative side. The inputs did not include other phenomena. Such as the risks of suicide and obesity that are believed to be intensified by sleep deprivation. RAND concluded that teenage sleep deprivation should be regarded as an economic problem with a possible solution. The financial rewards will outweigh any associated costs of fixing it, such as rescheduling bus routes or extending after-school clubs. It concludes that benefits such as increased sleep, increased alertness, higher attendance, and better mood. This led the academy to give its full support for change. Questions. 11. Why did experts begin to reconsider a permanent schedule shift for teenagers?
Which of the following sentences is correct?
13. What does the passage mainly talk about? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Who remembers the sound of unwrapping a new record album, the smell of a new car, or the excitement of opening the door to a newly bought home? At different times in my life, each one stood for the joy of a possession and the sense of having really arrived. However, my teenage children and their peers do not see things the same way. They would rather pay for online music and videos than purchase DVDs or permanent downloads. The changes come in several catalogues. Apps are linking owners of goods and services, bicycles, spare bedrooms, even solar energy, to a host of potential users. We are entering an era in which consumers will value access over ownership and experiences over property. What on earth happened to both consumers and companies that supply them? First of all, when companies are supplying services rather than goods, the relationship between consumers and the things that they use becomes more complex. If I have a record album on my shelf, my husband can clearly play it. But when I link our Amazon Echo speaker to my son's account, I have no idea whether I am breaking the terms and conditions he agreed to with his account. Furthermore, does the act give Amazon the right to send the advertisements based on the songs we play? In many cases, the shift to a sharing economy will also affect the nature of the goods that are being shared. Currently, most cars spend most of the time sitting idle. If drivers stop buying their own cars and instead sign up for a rental service or use Uber app, each individual vehicle will receive a lot more use. That means car makers will face pressure to produce fewer, better-made cars.
Now, listen again, please.
Who remembers the sound of unwrapping a new record album, the smell of a new car, or the excitement of opening the door to a newly bought home? At different times in my life, each one stood for the joy of a possession and the sense of having really arrived. However, my teenage children and their peers do not see things the same way. They would rather pay for online music and videos than purchase DVDs or permanent downloads. The changes come in several catalogues. Apps are linking owners of goods and services, bicycles, spare bedrooms, even solar energy, to a host of potential users. We are entering an era in which consumers will value access over ownership and experiences over property. What on earth happened to both consumers and companies that supply them? First of all, when companies are supplying services rather than goods, the relationship between consumers and the things that they use becomes more complex. If I have a record album on my shelf, my husband can clearly play it. But when I link our Amazon Echo speaker to my son's account, I have no idea whether I am breaking the terms and conditions he agreed to with his account. Furthermore, does the act give Amazon the right to send the advertisements based on the songs we play? In many cases, the shift to a sharing economy will also affect the nature of the goods that are being shared. Currently, most cars spend most of the time sitting idle. If drivers stop buying their own cars and instead sign up for a rental service or use Uber app, each individual vehicle will receive a lot more use. That means car makers will face pressure to produce fewer, better-made cars.
Questions. 14. In the past, what might not be the contributors to people's happiness?
Fifteen. Which of the sentences is correct?
Sixteen. What does the passage mainly talk about? Section C. Directions. In Section C, you will hear a longer conversation. The conversation will be read twice. After you hear the conversation, you are required to answer the following questions.
Welcome to tonight's Legendary Lives. I'm Shirley Morgan. Tonight, we are quite honoured to invite Mark Zuckerberg, the world-renowned Facebook founder. We are honoured to invite Mark Zuckerberg, the world-renowned Facebook founder, with us. Over the past decade, he has redefined the way of communication. Welcome to our programme, Mark.
Hello, Shirley. Long time no see. It's a pleasure to be here.
Mark, now our interview will begin with some of the questions from the audience who are really interested in you.
Sure, go ahead.
When did you get up in the morning when you were in university? It's a bit private, I have to say.
Ah, it depended on my meeting schedule. More often than not, I burned the midnight oil and stayed awake for days at times. You know, I kept programmer life. Programmers tend to stay up really late.
That means you skipped breakfast?
The only time I eat breakfast is when I have meetings that early in the morning. Usually it's a late lunch and then a late dinner and then a second dinner at Jack in the Box.
Some of your fans mentioned in the letter that you used to be athletic.
Yes, I played tennis and as you know, I programmed.
If you go out with your friends, which will you choose, beer or mixed drinks?
Beer, but actually I didn't drink. Some friends made fun of me for not having a fake ID. They said, "You are Mark Zuckerberg, who can make websites."
Really? Last question, Mark. If you could have dinner with anyone, alive or dead, who would it be?
Achilles. I would reach across the table and quote the movie Troy. Now you know who you are fighting.
Thanks for joining us, Mark.
My pleasure.
Now listen again, please.
Welcome to tonight's Legendary Lives. I'm Shirley Morgan. Tonight, we are quite honoured to invite Mark Zuckerberg, the world-renowned Facebook founder. We are honoured to invite Mark Zuckerberg, the world-renowned Facebook founder, with us. Over the past decade, he has redefined the way of communication. Welcome to our programme, Mark.
Hello, Shirley. Long time no see. It's a pleasure to be here.
Mark, now our interview will begin with some of the questions from the audience who are really interested in you.
Sure, go ahead.
When did you get up in the morning when you were in university? It's a bit private, I have to say.
Ah, it depended on my meeting schedule. More often than not, I burned the midnight oil and stayed awake for days at times. You know, I kept programmer life. Programmers tend to stay up really late.
That means you skipped breakfast?
The only time I eat breakfast is when I have meetings that early in the morning. Usually it's a late lunch and then a late dinner and then a second dinner at Jack in the Box.
Some of your fans mentioned in the letter that you used to be athletic.
Yes, I played tennis and as you know, I programmed.
If you go out with your friends, which will you choose, beer or mixed drinks?
Beer, but actually, I didn't drink. Some friends made fun of me for not having a fake ID. They said, "You are Mark Zuckerberg, who can make websites."
Really? Last question, Mark. If you could have dinner with anyone, alive or dead, who would it be?
Achilles. I would reach across the table and quote the movie Troy. Now you know who you are fighting.
Thanks for joining us, Mark.
My pleasure. Questions. 17. What is the most remarkable influence Mark Zuckerberg has brought to human life?
What can we infer about the programmer's life?
19. Why did Mark's friends play jokes on him?
20. Who is Achilles?